Spaceship 2 reaches new heights, RV-12 construction to continue, and Zenith cruiser kits are now shipping. This is Aero News for Monday, January 13, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Virgin Galactic successfully completed the third rocket-powered supersonic flight of its passenger-carrying reusable space vehicle, Spaceship 2, or SS2, on Friday. In command of the flight deck of SS2 for the first time under rocket power was Virgin Galactic's chief pilot, David McKay. McKay, along with Scaled Composites test pilot Mark Stuckey, tested the spaceship's reaction control system and the newly installed thermal protection coating on the vehicle's tail booms. All of the test objectives were successfully completed. The spaceship's RCS will allow its pilots to maneuver the vehicle in space, permitting an optimal viewing experience for those on board and aiding the positioning process for spacecraft re-entry. The new reflective protection coating on SS2's inner tail boom surfaces is being evaluated to help maintain vehicle skin temperatures while the rocket motor is firing. This flight was the third opportunity to see a supersonic rocket-powered test of the Virgin Galactic system after dozens of successful subsonic test flights. Commenting on the successful test flight, Sir Richard Branson said, quote, "I couldn't be happier to start the new year with all the pieces visibly in place for the start of full space flights. 2014 will be the year when we finally put our beautiful spaceship in her natural environment of space." End quote. Dick Van Grunsven, founder of Vans Aircraft Inc., and Wally Anderson, head of Synergy Air, are pleased to announce that production of the SLSA RV-12 will continue in 2014. The first batch of flyaway RVs was built in Synergy Air's Eugene, Oregon facility during 2013. They sold almost immediately. By the start of 2014, 14 aircraft had been delivered, including two to Lane Community College's aviation program, where they proved very popular with students and instructors. Other aircraft were delivered to private owners, flight schools, and even one to sporties who used it for their famous sweepstakes airplane. New RV-12s may be ordered in several colors, a choice of options including ADS-B wheel fairings and a two-axis autopilot are available. Prices range from $115,000 to $123,000. Another RV-12 is scheduled to be delivered to its new owner at the Sebring Light Sport Expo on January 16th. It will be in Vans' booth there until the end of the show, along with Vans' demonstrator airplane. Staff from both Synergy Air and Vans will be on hand, and demo rides may be arranged. Zenith Aircraft has begun shipping kits for its newest model, the CH-750 Cruiser. Introduced last April in Lakeland, Florida, the Cruiser is based on the popular STOL CH-750, but built for actual runways with smaller wheels and a new wing and tail design for higher cruise speed. The kit is aimed at first-time builders, using modern CAD and CNC technologies to ensure complete construction of the airframe with simple hand tools and minimal skills. All holes are pre-drilled in the all-metal airframe and line up perfectly. With its raised skylight and wraparound windshield and windows, the Cruiser has some of the greatest visibility available in a kit plane. Kits come with illustrated construction manuals to take the guesswork out of building and assure a smooth assembly process. As equipped, the aircraft has an empty weight of 780 pounds, giving it a useful load of 540 pounds, which keeps it at the LSA limit of 1,320 pounds required for sport pilots. American Airlines has introduced their new Airbus A321T, the first of what will become a dedicated three-class fleet operating on transcontinental flights between New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport and Los Angeles International Airport and JFK and San Francisco International Airport. American will initially operate the A321T between New York and Los Angeles and will introduce the new plane between New York and San Francisco come March. American is the only U.S. carrier to offer three classes of service between these key markets. The airplanes feature fully lie-flat seats in first and business class, including all-aisle access for first-class customers. For all customers, every seat offers a personal in-seat entertainment system, and each seat has access to both a universal AC power port and a USB port. Destination Station, an exhibit created by NASA showcasing what it's like to live aboard the International Space Station, will open at the California Science Center on January 24th and continue there through April 7th. Admission is free. Destination Station connects guests with their place in space and communicates the real and potential benefits of the ISS on everyday life. Hands-on activities, imagery, and audiovisual technology demonstrate to visitors life aboard a microgravity laboratory. Destination Station is NASA's national awareness campaign to inform and energize the public about the discoveries produced by the International Space Station. When Aero News continues, time is running out for It's About Time. He took a licking and is still ticking. And which is the world's safest airline?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Monday, January 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The It's About Time Scholarship is overseen by the Abingdon Company each year and awards a full registration to the Women in Aviation Conference held in March, including round-trip airfare and room and board during the conference. But time is running out if you have your eyes on winning that scholarship. Along with first access to seminars and multiple networking opportunities, Abingdon introduces the winner to key people in aviation who will share their experiences. Applicants are not required to be pilots or even in the aviation industry. The goal is simply to invite and inspire someone to see all of the different avenues of aviation, from engineering to aerobatics to maintenance and airlines. Abingdon's criteria is simple: tell or show why you deserve to go. The applicant chooses the format for their application. Abingdon's Chelsea Welch says that respondents have had stickers designed, essays written, videos shot, and on one occasion someone even translated the company website into Spanish. The entrant that exhibits the most passion goes. Creativity and multiple submissions are encouraged, but hurry. The deadline for applications is January 31st, with the winner to be announced by February 10th. Swiss luxury watchmaker Jean Richard will honor brand ambassador and hero pilot Captain Chelsea Sully Sullenberger on the fifth anniversary of the landing of Flight 1549 on the Hudson, with the launch of the special edition 208 Seconds Aeroscope watch. The watch, quote, represents what can happen in a matter of moments, as seen in the 208 seconds it took Captain Sullenberger to land the plane on the Hudson, end quote. That according to a company news release. Part of the proceeds from the watch sales will go to continue to support Captain Sullenberger's philanthropic endeavors, the American Red Cross and the Rory Stoughton Foundation. The event will be held Tuesday, January 14th, in New York City. Sullenberger famously ditched a U.S. Airways Airbus A320 in the Hudson River shortly after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport in New York when birds were ingested into both engines of the airplane, causing them to flame out. All 155 people on board the airplane survived the incident. The Airline Safety and Product Rating Review website, airlineratings.com, which claims to be the world's only safety and product rating website, has announced its top 10 safest airlines for 2013 from the 448 that it monitors. Top on the list is Qantas, which has a fatality-free record in the jet era, dating back to 1951. Making up the top 10 with 7 stars for safety and in-flight product are, in alphabetical order, Air New Zealand, All Nippon Airways, Cathay Pacific Airways, Emirates, Etihad, EVA Air, Royal Jordanian, Singapore Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic. AirlineRatings.com says its rating system takes into account a number of different factors related to audits from aviation's governing bodies and lead associations, as well as government audits and the airline's fatality record. Of the 448 airlines surveyed, 137 have the top 7-star safety rating, but almost 50 have earned just 3 stars or less. According to AirlineRatings.com editor Jeffrey Thomas, Qantas has been and still is a leader in the introduction of a host of technologies for the cockpit. He says, quote, "There is no question that Qantas stands alone in its safety achievements and is an industry benchmark for best practice," end quote. Now, in the interest of journalistic fairness, it should be noted that the site appears to be based in Australia, and ads for Qantas appear on the website. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.